Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on QR Calgary and More Than Money. We're talking a little bit about interest rates, inflation, and the potential of recession.
Oh, you said the R word.
I know. We're joined by Avery Shenfeld, who's CIBC's chief economist. Avery, thank you very much for sticking around with us. We appreciate that. So, the question is, we're not there. You've said in the first segment that the economies have been more resilient than expected. that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to stay that way, because there is a lag effect that you've referred to. So maybe give us your sense of whether or not you feel a recession is coming. Also, love your input on where we are with these interest rate hikes. Where are central banks at right now?
Our view has been and continues to be that we don't need a recession to get inflation back to 2%. And that if the central banks make the right decisions on interest rates, in other words, don't overdo the rate hikes, we'll avoid an outright recession. So we're looking for something that you would call a soft landing scenario. But we do have to give you some hard truths about what we call soft landings. They could easily include a negative quarter. I think they will include a period of two or three quarters where growth is so slow, it might be still positive, but slow enough that the unemployment rate moves up. In Canada's case, we're at 5.5%. We're probably headed for something like 6, similar sort of percentage point rise in the U.S. unemployment rate. So while it might not technically be a full recession, I don't think it has to be, it's certainly going to feel like something close to that. And if the economy spends three quarters where it barely grows, there will certainly be parts of the economy that will be in decline. So we do expect a slowing in construction spending. The office sector, for example, is grossly overdone now. So we're going to have a big pullback in construction of office towers. So there are segments of the economy that will fall into what you think of as a sectoral recession, in effect, even if the overall economy, in our view, still likely ekes out some growth over the next few quarters.
Avery, we've had many debates and conversations in this office about both the U.S. and the Canadian central bankers. Sometimes the debate goes like this. They've gone too far too fast, Faisal. They shouldn't have raised interest rates this much. So I yield to you now. What are your thoughts, Bank of Canada, Federal Reserve? Have they gone too far? Should they have just stopped at a certain point before? Should they stop now? Should they change the communication of what they're doing? Like, what should they do now? And do you think they've gone too far?
My view was that back in July, the Bank of Canada shouldn't have hiked rates. Not because we knew for certain that that rate hike wasn't necessary, but our view was inflation was making enough progress that they had the luxury of stopping and waiting again to see how the numbers have looked. The last three employment reports have shown a gradual uptick in the unemployment rate. And if that continues, that's in fact what they're looking for. They're looking for a bit of a rise in the unemployment rate. And I think the last 3 months are starting to hint that maybe interest rates are high enough to do that. So inflation isn't as low as either the Bank of Canada or the Federal Reserve would like to see. But at least in Canada's case, we are opening up some slack in the labor market that might bring us to that inflation world. So maybe we don't need to raise rates again, although I think the Bank of Canada could still go ahead with one more in September. For the Federal Reserve, it's tougher to argue they've overdone it because the economy is still kind of chugging along quite nicely. So I think with the hindsight of the recent economic data, it is tougher to make a case that the Federal Reserve has done too much. But again, maybe they'll hike one more time. I think at that point, again, given how low inflation has been lately and how quickly it's come down, they too have the luxury of saying, let's wait and see. Let's wait 5-6 months and see whether or not we've slowed the economy enough. And our view is they probably have.
Avery, over the decades, I've always been told that when the U.S. gets the sniffles, Canada gets the flu. If they're going to have slowing economic growth just above the zero rate level, does that mean the Canadian economy is going to go into a recession? Are we going to get the flu when the U.S. slows down? So let's ask that full question. Canada, U.S., who's going into recession?
You know, it's a bit of a myth that that we are always worse off than the U.S. in recessions. Actually, it's pretty much a tie. There have been recessions there that have hit Canada harder. But, you know, the great financial crisis recession was a much tougher one for the U.S. than it was for Canada. So it's a 50-50 thing. I think in both cases, we're looking for more of a stall for a few quarters in growth rather than an outright recession. But if the Federal Reserve were to continue to hike blindly, sort of ignoring the fact that the lagged impacts of the previous hikes are still to come, and they drive the U.S. into recession, I think history says that it would be tough for Canada to avoid one.
Avery, let's talk just a little bit about inflation again. There was a reacceleration in Canada, I guess, in the last print. There has been some discussion and some concern raised around that. Your thoughts around whether or not inflation could or will reaccelerate here?
So it is reaccelerating, but I'm not particularly worried about it. So what we had before was the big benefit of gasoline prices being lower than they were a year ago, gradually driving inflation way down. And we've sort of reached the end of that story. Oil prices have essentially leveled off. In fact, they moved up a little bit from the lows. And so gasoline prices are going to be much more of a neutral factor. And that's making the numbers look a little worse when you're not getting that big benefit. And we also have mortgage interest costs moving up. So perversely, as the Bank of Canada raises interest rates and people have to pay more for their mortgage, that shows up as higher inflation in that component. But if we look through those two segments, actually, the rest of the numbers are cooling. So I think overall, I still think you can make the case that we're starting to still making some progress against that underlying inflation trend. Again, we might see a few more months where inflation goes higher rather than lower because of gasoline prices. But our view is that, you know, by the time we're into mid-2024, for example, we're going to be in the vicinity of that 2% rate that we're looking for.
Let's translate this information and this forecast onto large corporations and their financials. When we look at the Canadian economy, we're pretty much four to five major sectors. You look at the U.S., a bit more diverse. With all the data that's coming your way, what's in store for Canadian corporations in aggregate and U.S. corporations, even though they're somewhat more global in aggregate? How do you see that it translate to their financials?
So this is certainly better than what we would be in if we were headed for a big recession. But that said, a soft landing isn't really that soft for corporate profits. If you have a period of negligible growth, you actually typically have a period where earnings decline. You know, labor is picking up some bargaining power here. So they're squeezing companies for bigger wages. And as inflation slows, that's implying that companies won't be able to pass that all on in their prices. So it's a bit of a squeeze on margins. And then you don't get the volume growth because the economy is sort of flattened out for a little bit. This is all still coming. But I think it means that we will spend a little while here where earnings are in a sense, disappointing. There's not going to be a lot of hoopla coming from earnings. And we're dealing with pretty high interest rates right now, too, which reduces valuations in some sectors. So I think I'm a bit cautious on the equity market environment in the near term. The good news is that if we don't have an outright recession, then there'll be a point where the market starts to anticipate that we're through the worst on inflation, we managed to avoid a big recession, and gets a little more optimistic again about earnings growth. But I think we're not there yet. We're in a period where we're still facing this economic slowdown. It hasn't hit us yet, and it means that the earnings reports are still going to look a little on the soft side.
We've got about a minute or so, Avery. Just a quick comment on rate cuts. The bond market seems to be suggesting that we might see rate cuts by major central banks starting next year. Your thoughts?
I think that rates are high enough now that if inflation comes down, we'll need to dial down interest rates towards the middle of next year and in the latter half of the year. Rates would be too high, for example, relative to inflation, for an economy where inflation has come down towards that 2% mark. So some interest rate cuts are certainly going to be warranted. The Bank of Canada also has to worry about people whose mortgages are coming due in 2025, who took out mortgages at very, very low rates in 2020. How much do we want to beat up on that part of the Canadian household sector if inflation is then under better control? I think not that much. But what we probably won't see is a return to the ultra low interest rates that we had in the last cycle. From a historical perspective, those were very unusual. So we may end up in 2025 with the overnight interest rate below 3%, for example, but unlikely to see rates below 2% at any time soon. So those people thinking, will I be able to get a mortgage at the rate I got in 2020? If we get to 2025 or 26, it's highly unlikely.
Avery, thank you very much for your input. As always, we appreciate it.
My pleasure.
We've been joined by Avery Shenfeld, Chief Economist, CIBC. Okay, my friend, we got to make sense of all this stuff in terms of a strategy, and we're going to be talking about some of that at our upcoming seminar.
On Tuesday, September 26th, 7 p.m. at the Hamptons Golf and Country Club. You need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com.
In markets like this, there's risk to your income. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.